Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, going to be increasing clouds and a high near 35. Kenosha right now is 11 degrees. It's only 4 above in Burlington. Milwaukee 17. Racine is also at 17. Veteran Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Wilk died this week at the age of 76. Complications from flu and pneumonia. He passed away at Aurora St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee. Judge Wilk had served the last two decades on the bench, was still hearing cases, in fact, until last week. He was a Kenosha native, a 1957 Bradford High School graduate. Same year, 1964, he earned his law degree from the University of Michigan. Wilk returned to Kenosha and opened up a law practice. After two decades on the bench, Judge Wilk had the honor almost 2 years ago of administering the oath of office to his son David, who presides now over Branch 5 in Kenosha. In Madison State, Senator Leah Vuckmer is credited with helping to save a woman's life this week. The unidentified woman was attending a committee hearing and became sick. Vuckmer, who is also a licensed nurse, attended to the woman who, it turns out, suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm. Doctors at the University of Wisconsin Hospital later operated on her successfully. She'll be okay. On the heels of 18 reported deaths in southern Wisconsin related somehow to a bacterial infection, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is noting hospital-acquired superbugs have been killing 75,000 Americans every year. Infectious disease expert Dr. Clifford McDonald says patients can pick them up following surgery, through the use of catheters, or in just mundane ways.
People do get these organisms that cause these infections from things like bed rails or the hands of healthcare workers. Often those organisms are antibiotic resistant, and that's what we're talking about here also, is that these infections are being caused by antibiotic resistant threats.
All in all, Dr. McDonald says these superbugs are a major problem. Now, meanwhile, the state health department confirms at least one of the total 44 cases documented with this infection came from Racine County. No word, though, if it was among the 18 deaths statewide. A direct connection between the deaths and the infection has not been made at this point. A state appeals court says the estate of Grant County man who died in 2012 after the ambulance taking him to the hospital crashed, he cannot sue the company. Clarence Collins suffered a heart attack. Hazel Green Rescue Squad members loaded him into their rig. Ambulance later crashed. Collins was thrown into a ditch, pronounced dead at the hospital. His estate filed a wrongful death lawsuit in 2014. A judge last year said that it had failed to give notice of the claim. The estate argued the notice was not needed since the rescue squad was not a government operation. Fourth District Court of Appeals ruled the squad is part of a municipality. That triggers a clause in state law requiring first a notice of a claim. Reports of a strong odor, like gasoline coming from an abandoned sewer line in Kenosha, led to evacuation of the public safety building downtown, but for essential personnel, and the declaration of a hazardous materials incident. Kenosha Water Utility GM Ed St. Peter says that gas odor was actually first reported last week, then tracked to a manhole outside the public safety building. The source still undetermined, but officials say there is no public threat, and the city's water is safe to drink. In Racine County Circuit Court, charges filed against one of the people involved in a high-speed shootout between two vehicles that ended up in a fiery crash in downtown last month. 19-year-old Delvin Horde appearing in court on three counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety and a dangerous weapon, also carrying a concealed weapon. He'll be back in court for a preliminary hearing next week. Just hours before the two men seeking to be Kenosha's next mayor were scheduled to meet in a forum at Gateway Technical College, the district attorney's office ruled on a complaint that was filed by one of them against the other. That complaint has no merit. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Alderman Bob Johnson filed the complaint against former Mayor John Antaramian, claiming Antaramian's consulting work for the city on the Chrysler site was illegal because he was a member of a state advisory board on brownfields. In a letter to Johnson released by his office, District Attorney Robert Zapp said after careful review, he did not find probable cause that a crime had been committed by Antaramian. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, obvious differences between the candidates during that 45-minute debate last night. Alderman Johnson continuing his attacks against Antaramian, accusing the former mayor of unnecessary spending during his tenure.
We didn't need a second museum, a third museum, or a fourth museum, but he bought that, didn't he? Now he wants to buy additional buses. Why aren't we asking the folks who who are out at the business parks to pay for the transportation. Why are we asking the city of Kenosha taxpayers to pay for all of these things? If the people need, if the businesses need our people to work, the city of Kenosha residents to work, then they ought to pay wages where they can buy cars.
That Lander commented in response to Antaramian's proposal to use federal streetcar expansion grant money to fund overnight bus service to local industries. It's no longer on the table, by the way, and now that grant may have to go back to Washington. Antaramian, he says he's proud of his record in office and he wants to do more.
I am proud of what I have done over my 16 years. I have no qualms at all. My opponent doesn't like what I did. Okay. But what we did was we turned the city around. We took a community that was in deep trouble and we made it better.
Last night's mayoral debate highlighting a gathering that was followed up by the candidates for City Council and Kenosha County Board. 24th annual Thoughts for Food event going to take over downtown Racine this weekend. The money raised going toward the Racine County Food Bank. Bands will play everything from Sinatra to heavy metal. 14 venues in the downtown area. Things kick off tonight with an all-ages event at the Eagles Club. Racine County Food Bank Director Dan Tyvokowski says this event comes at a time when traditionally donations are down.
No one wants anyone to be hungry for Thanksgiving or Christmas, so we had a very good holiday season, November, December. January, February, we're not so much on the forefront anymore and kind of drop out of people's minds, but that's happens every year and we expect that, so we plan for that.
Tickets for Thoughts for Food are $15. They're available at all the participating venues. More information online at thoughtsforfood.org. And the Milwaukee Brewers have a press conference coming up today. They'll address the rumor that the team's unofficial mascot, Hank the Dog, is an imposter. At least the dog these days. The conspiracy theory surfacing on the blog site brewcrewball.com. WRJN.com, no rumors there, no conspiracy theories. It's just our newscast. You can listen to them whenever you want. Listen in the local news section at WRJN News. That is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.